السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are gathered again to continue in أسماء الله الحسنى. We have not been together for a while, and the names are getting close to the end now. And Alhamdulillah, when we started this, we did not know that we were going this far. Alhamdulillah. The name of today is a name that is derived from the Quran, and it is addition to the 99 names that we know. And the name is Al-Mudabbir. Al-Mudabbir. What is tadbir? So we'll go to the Arabic, and then we go to understanding what this name means with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Duburul Amr is the end of matter. The dubur of matter is the end of it. It's what the matter reaches to. Okay? Any matter has a beginning, an initiation, and it goes through a process, and then it leads to a result or an end. Dubur al-amr, the dubur of this matter is the end. Okay? So al-mudabbir is the one that take this process to a result. Okay? And this name we understand as when we go on in our lives, the person who goes by his feelings, he falls into problems, versus a person that goes with his feeling, but his intellect as he is going through matters, because when you use your intellect, you look at the end of the matter before you start the matter. Okay? You're going to get married. What is the purpose of marriage? Okay, you know, here is a matter is, you know, I want to get married because, you know, someone who is beautiful and you know, and so forth, that is looking at what you have now. Okay, but you don't look at the quality of this person, of you know, will you be okay if she has children and she'll be a good mother and so forth and so on. So a person who thinks, okay, who uses intellect, look at the end of the matter. What this matter could reach, okay, before he comes start at the beginning of matters. The one who not paying attention of what goes on is surprised at the end with the end that is there. A person who has the knowledge, who has a understanding of what is going on, and he read things, if you will, and can wait for what to come, and expecting what to come because of what happened in the beginning, what's happening in the middle, so he knows what might happen at the end. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mudabbir everything. Okay, everything for all his creation. All the creation is created by Allah. And all the sustenance, it is coming to them by Allah. And all what they need, Allah is the one who guarantees that for them. And where they are going and their end also is known and is designed by Allah. So a person who is a believer, who knows this, his life becomes an easy life. Not too much worries in his life. So A person who's a believer who reflects about this, the name of Allah al-Mudabbir, we can reflect on it in a way that everything that is happening, it is happening by design and there are no coincidences. Okay? It's a whole different mindset and a style of living, okay? That when you live as you know that is what is happening next is happening by design, or what's happening next is happening by coincidence. Okay? If you live in as it's happening by coincidence, you curse the coincidence. You curse what's happening. You wonder why it is happening to you. You try to fight it and so forth, and you have a frustrated life. The one who knows that what's happening is by design, and the one who designs what's happening is the most knowledgeable, the most wise, capable, al-qadir, al-hakim, okay, al-alim. So therefore, one will be comfortable that this is happening by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is also al-quddus. So he is the one that is pure, absolute, absolutely, absolute purity. So we you know that what's happening is for results that is good and it is just. So if you're not comfortable with it, that is your problem. And you have to be comfortable with it. If you're not comfortable with what's happening, is because of deficiencies that happens to you, not it is a deficiency in what is happening. Because there is no deficiency in what's happening, period. When we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the idea of tawheed, okay, we know that there is no ilah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever that we need only comes from Allah. Whatever mankind perception is, it only comes from Allah. So if it's coming from Allah only, then when you ask, you only ask Allah. Because what's happening is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow it to happen or not allow it to happen. And then when it happens, you know it happens by Allah. Because as it is decreed to happen, you'll see, we call it circumstances, bringing this to a result. Okay? When you see all these net of matters together knitted to bring this result, you know that all of this is done by Allah. So the result, you always bring it back to Allah. Okay? And now, because this is happening by Allah, so therefore, because everything is happening by Allah, so therefore, the total love only belongs to Allah. Okay? Why? Because He is doing everything for us, because He loves us. And everything that's happening to us, it is for our good. But sometimes we don't understand. Most of the time we don't understand the good in what's happening, but we know there is something good in it. Okay? So, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us so much, because He's al-wadood, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make things for the good of our future. So therefore, we cannot help but to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also the one that punishes. So we only fear Allah. And we should not fear anything else. Because nothing has a power to do anything that harms us except Allah. So Allah is the one should be feared, and only Allah. Okay? So when we think of this equation, and we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mudabbir al-amr, we have a comfortable life. Okay? We have a comfortable life. What is istikhara? When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or put the matter, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, put the matter with Allah. Okay? Isn't the matter with Allah already? It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already, always. But now you're having a relationship with Allah in this matter. You are being a proactive in this matter now. You are announcing this matter and say, Allah, I love you, Allah. I depend on you, Allah. I worship you, Allah. I seek help from you, Allah. And this matter I want to do. So you make a choice for me, Allah. Okay? Now this is for you. See? As you are going through this process, you're getting comfortable just by the istikhara itself. Okay? And what happened? If the matter that you are about to do, if it works out, you are very pleased because you know this is Allah, you know, is opening for you. And once, and if it is closed, you'll be very happy it is closed because Allah closed it for you. So the matter, both ways is okay with you. Okay? A person who does not have this relationship with Allah will be fighting the fact that he has a flat tire and he will get wherever he is going late. Okay? I remember something happened to me when I first came to the United States. It was the first year or the second year, very early time. And I was looking for a job. And I was, you know, desperate to get a job. So I seen an ad, called the people, talked with them, and I could not quite understand all the words yet, but I thought that I would fit in this. And anyway, I got an appointment to go for an interview. So I got in my car, started driving, going downhill. A truck, a huge truck in front of me. And then the truck was making a left turn. So I thought there is enough space between the truck and the sidewalk that my car will take. Okay, and I thought I was still driving back home, right? So coming down fast, and then it was not, you know, wide enough. Okay, so the right side of the both tires on the right rubbed against the sidewalk. Okay, as I'm going, and I had two flat tires at the same time. Okay, so what is the point? Now I'm going for an interview, right? And here is I got two flat tires. There is no way I'm going anywhere now. Okay. I got to put the spare and then get the other one, get it fixed or whatever it is. Of course, you know, a whole day is gone. But the point being is, at that time I was frustrated, you know. But when I found out eventually, of course, and even the paper that I had the address in it, it was in this thing was gone. Okay, I don't know what happened to it. And the matter closed. I could not get back to get in touch with the people and so forth. The point being is, as I knew eventually what was this about and so forth, it was something completely not for me. And it would have been something disaster if I would have even approached something like that. Okay? And I did not quite know what it was. Okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped me from going. By a way, it was impossible for me to go. Okay? Now, eventually, you know, at that time, my iman eventually, you know, kicked in and said, okay, alhamdulillah, okay? Okay. Point here being is that everything that we do, it has an end to it. It has a beginning and a middle and an end. And this process, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of it. And we are just into this process of trying to take the means. But the means, sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. If it works, it's by Allah. If it doesn't work, it's by Allah. So we have nothing in this matter, except the intention and the plan of how to go about this. That's all we have in it, which has to do with the initiation of the matter from the beginning. Why you're doing what you're doing and how you're going to do it. Okay, so you answer this question to yourself. Now when you start executing it, that's it. Now the matter, you become just like all other beings, okay? Things happens to you now. Before you move, you can think and so forth, make plans. But once you start implementing the plans, you never know what's going to happen. This is a comfortable life for a believer. Okay. When you know that the food that you ate today, it was written for you when you were in the womb of your mother. That you eat it at this time. And now think about the plate that you are eating. The rice, the numbers of rice that's in your plate is the number that is designed for you to chew and swallow today. And this grain of rice somewhere in the world, when someone was planting it, it was designed for you from the very beginning. The person who's planting it does not know where is the, how is this is, you know, where is this going to end. And today you get it in your plate and you do not know where exactly where it was coming from. But it is all happening by design. Now, all birds, all animals, all fish, all beings, the one we can see, the one we cannot see, all stars, the whole universe, the same thing is happening to it at the same time. At the same time. You see the magnificence of this. Allah is the most powerful, the most knowledgeable, the most capable. And all of this happening at the same time. Okay? You cannot help but saying, you know, subhanallah. Okay? How can you get upset about any matter after this? You can't. You can get upset about matters that displeases Allah. Yes. You can get upset about yourself because you're not trying hard enough. Because you are wasting time. Because of meaning that you want to be in the way of Allah more. Okay? But to be upset about something that's happened to you, that's foolishness. That's foolishness. Because you are, what are you rejecting? You're rejecting the qadr of Allah, who's the most merciful, that making this happen to you. Okay? So when things are happening to you, is it good or bad? It's all good. If it is bad, bad at this moment. Okay? But eventually to good. But it cannot be absolutely bad. Never. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any bad attributes. So if something absolutely bad, that means Allah wal'iyadhu billah has something that is negative in his attributes, and that is not befitting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So therefore, you know, when the people who had the boat, and Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khidr got on the boat, Al-Khidr made a hole in it, the people that owned the boat were very upset, of course, that the hole in the boat. And they looked at it as an evil action, and looked at it as something that it should not happen. They looked at the man that who thought about the man who made this hole, that he's an evil man, an evil act, an evil this. But when the king the following day came, took all the boats and lifted their boat because, you know, it has a hole in it, they realized the wisdom behind this. They realized the wisdom. Okay? So they thanked Allah for this. Imagine them, they are the only one in town who has a boat. And Allah called them what? Masakin ya'maluna fil bahr. They're masakin, the poor who are working in the sea. Now the poor who work in the sea, they are the only one who has a boat. Now imagine how much money they can make. Okay? And how you know, what they could do now. Okay? So that hole was a blessing. But at the time when they discovered it, they thought it was something bad. The second point, when the young man or the young boy that was killed, we know why he was killed, because his parents were good and he was going to grow up to be better to his parents. So Allah wanted to replace him with good offspring, so they deserve better in their lives. So that was good. But now tell the parents that. First of all, you cannot tell the parents why their child died. You have no idea. Okay? But this, you say, it's just the qadr of Allah and it's good. Now, what good in it? They have no idea. Okay? And there is no way they will find out until the day of judgment. Now, then they will find out. So therefore, with us, it does not really matter to us to know the wisdom or not. To know when the matter is going to end up. It does not matter. Because we know the one who's taking care of this is Allah. So everything will come to justice and kindness and mercy and everything. Okay? So if we are, if these matters that of evil happening, we are part of alleviating it on our way. Because this is part of the test. And that is part of being used by Allah in a good way. When Allah loves a servant, Allah uses him. So, you know, if Allah uses you to alleviate some punishment or some pain on others, or stop injustice happening to others, or harm in the way of others and so forth, alhamdulillah, that's blessings from Allah. Okay? But if you find, even when you're trying and so forth, people still fall into harm, people this and happen, you know, this is designed by Allah and you're comfortable with that. So long that you're not responsible, partly responsible or totally responsible, or what is happening. You're not part of this is not one of your choices to do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike. Okay? So even if you try to do something that Allah dislike, despite if a person try to do cause harm, it will not happen except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, this is not going to be absolutely harm. Shaitan, the result of his work, is allowed by Allah. So the work of shaitan cannot be absolutely evil. Yes, he's doing evil work, but the result of his work has to be good. It has to be good. Okay? And it has to be just. And just is good. And punishment in the hellfire is justice and it is good. Okay? Hellfire itself, it will say to Allah, you know, hal min mazid. Okay? يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمْ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. With the day when we say to Jahannam, are you full? It will say, give me more. Why Jahannam saying, give me more? Because Jahannam is the agent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the work of Allah. And it is to punish those who did evil, it is good, and it wants to do the good thing and the just thing. Okay? So, problems that happens in our lives. You get married and your marriage is not as you thought it was going to be. Okay? So when Rasulullah ﷺ said, when your wife gives you a hard time, think about the good qualities that she has. Right? Meaning, just you're never going to get something that is complete. Okay? So what does that mean? It means that, you know, there is, you're being, you know, you're being punished for a reason. Okay? And it is good. Okay? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing it to happen. Okay? When the woman, you know, was asking for a divorce, as the story goes, okay, and she asked, you know, the judge said, why? She said, my husband, he never had a bad day in his life. So you want a divorce? Yeah, because that means Allah does not love him. You know, yeah, he should at least have a bad day in his life. You know, it's a sign of a good people. You see a righteous woman who thinks. So she said, just bring him to me. So she went to get her husband. Her husband was coming down the stairs. He broke his foot. So she said, oh, never mind. She went to the judge. She said, okay, alhamdulillah, he broke his foot. Everything is fine now. Okay? Because, you know, here is, you know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about, you know, those who get ibtila the most are the messengers. And then those who follow, and those who follow, and those who follow. Those who follow meaning in righteousness. those who follow. So the closer to you are to the work of the prophets, and the closer to are you are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more fitan that you're going to go through. Okay? But these fitan are not going to be to you as something that is so great in a way that is so punishing. Some others will look at it as so punishing. But because you are close to Allah, okay, then this fitan to you is befitting you. Okay? If somebody whose relationship with Allah is lower go through the same fitan, that would be disaster for the person. That would be a disaster. That's it. Cannot handle it. Because his iman does not get that far. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave a lot of money, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What did you give?" He said, "I gave all what I have." Then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What did you leave for your family?" He said, "Allah and His Messenger." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, "Allah give you barakah," and accepted from him. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that Abu Bakr and his family, they can handle this. Okay? They know that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of matters, and the end of matters is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When another man came and he gave everything, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did you leave for your family? He said, Allah and His Messenger said, no, I take a portion and go give it back. So why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take from this and not take from that? It is. There are sometimes we will not be able to handle the situations that we are in if we force ourselves into it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too merciful to let us do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow us to put ourselves in situation that Allah knows that we cannot handle. So whatever situation that Allah puts us through, it is befitting with us. So if you need poverty in your life, so the end of your matter becomes close to Allah, you're going to get some poverty. If you need some wealth in your life, so the end of your matter will be getting closer to Allah, then you'll get wealth. If you are forgetting about Allah right now because you are healthy, Allah will give you some sickness that will bring you back to Allah. Okay? And if you got sick too much, now you're almost going to break down, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you health so you stay close to Allah. Okay? So the end of matters, if it is being close to Allah, that is all what counts. And now we have to have trust in our heart that truly the end of things that matters is being close to Allah. That's all what matters. That's why it's the word "uff" is something is unacceptable. Now, once you start acting in such a way that is a matter of rejecting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you are rebelling on the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And that is the point of loss. That's a point of loss. The point of you are getting lost or losing, starting losing. Because before that, nothing you can really call losing. Okay? Losing your wealth, but you are rich, your relationship with Allah is good. You are the winner. You losing your health and the same your relationship good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are the winner. If you have everything and you do not have Allah, you have nothing. And you have Allah and you don't have anything else, you have everything. As one a poet, he said, when you have everything and you do not have Allah, what do you have? And what when you have Allah and you don't have everything, what is it that you don't have? Okay, and you answer this. Okay, and it does not matter. It does not matter what you don't have, because you have Allah. And it does not matter what you have if you don't have Allah. Because when you have Allah, the end of matters is good. When you do not have Allah, maybe the process you start enjoying things in it, but and then at the end, because you do not have Allah, it is not good in anything good in what we do. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us choices. And according to these choices that we have, we will end up in hellfire or paradise. Okay? So the matter will have an end to it. It will have an end. But not an end meaning finishing. An end meaning a result that is will continue from that point on. So, an end, hellfire is an end, but that end has no end. Paradise is an end, and that end does not have an end to it. Okay? So it is a final abode that we go to. Okay? And then in this final abode, there is no end to it. Okay? So what is it that we are looking the end of matters, which is Dubur al-Amr, okay? The tail of matter, okay? At the end. It is either here or there. And that is what we should be thinking about, looking forward to, working around. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us to end up in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, loves his servants and wishes for his servants to get the pleasure in this life and the hereafter. And the one who ends up any other way is because he refuses. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell the companions and tell us, okay, that you all will enter Jannah except the one who refuses. Okay, illa man asa. Okay, illa man aba. Illa man aba. So, except who's the one who refuses. So they said, and who would you refuse, Ya Rasulullah? Who would refuse to enter Jannah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah, man asani faqad aba. The one who obeys me enter Jannah, and the one who disobeys is refusing. The one who disobeys is refusing. Because we are short-sighted, we get frustrated easy.
I have to go.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I did not even know. I thought you went already.
No.
Okay. Because we are short-sighted, we get frustrated. Okay? We work and we want the result. Okay? No. The Quran, and reading the Quran, will bring us into this relaxation mode. Reflecting on the Quran will bring us into this relaxation mode and acceptance mode. You look at the stories of the Quran and you'll be comfortable. You see the tyrants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran. And you see that Allah at the beginning of the story of the tyrants, Allah tells you what happens to him eventually. Allah said, this is what I'm going to do to this person. This is what I'm going to do to this person. And this is what I'm going to do to this. Okay? And then here's the story starts. And now you see all these dynamics in there in these people's lives. Okay? And you see it and you know where it's going to end. Okay? You know where it's going to end. But then the matter unfolds in front of you and you see it. So you reflect in your own life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun, اذهب إلى فرعون فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى. Go to the Pharaoh, both of you, talk to him, you know, nicely, so maybe he will remember and maybe he will have some fear and remember Allah. Allah knows that this is not going to happen. Because Allah at the beginning of the story in the Quran told us that Pharaoh is going to hellfire. So we know this is not going to happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa alayhi salam and Harun, this is your job, and you got to do your job. And you have to have this attitude when you give him da'wah, even he's a tyrant and so forth. Hopefully maybe he will be, you know, will listen and he will remember and so forth. Because if you don't have that in mind and in your heart, you're not going to do an effective job. Okay? So even though the result is known, Allah did not tell them, just don't bother with him, he's end up in hellfire anyway. No. And their job is to give him in the best way possible, because that would be working against him in the hereafter. See? That you are doing the work of Allah, because this man will really reject it now when he gets the message, so would he really deserve hellfire. If they did not go to do and do their job properly, this man would not deserve any hellfire. Why? Because he did not get a messenger. You know, and so forth and so on. So it is what we should be doing. Okay? And seeing this matter unfold in stories, when the mother of Musa alayhi salam, okay, Allah tells her that we going to bring him back to you, throw him in the river, we're going to bring him back to you, and we're going to make him a messenger. Okay? She has no idea how this is going to happen, but she knew that this is the end of the matter. This is Dubur al-Amr now. Okay? Allah, Yudabbiru al-Amr, this matter is going to be like knitted together in actions and people and times and environment to reach that result. Okay? So she trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows in the Quran how this happened. How this happens. So we need to bring this to our heart and our mind, this realization that we are living in a web of a design that Allah designed. Everything from the carpet that we are standing on and where it was weaved and done to become in this masjid, okay, to the wood that was, you know, the tree that was, you know, somewhere in South America, and then, you know, or whatever, wherever, and now it is a chair that is designed and is put up here. Okay? And you know that you are part of this woven kind of fabric of life and everything. So you do your part the best way in this woven connection that is happening all over the earth. As you are going in it, there is part in it that you are responsible for, you are free in, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will move you as He wishes. So you have to be pleased as you are moved here and there. At the same time, you have to be conscious of what your intention and what you should be planning and how to plan it and so forth as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Then we will have a comfortable life. We will have a successful life. Okay? We will have an end of every day, a day that you thank Allah for what happened that day. Okay? Even though that day you did not quite get the result that you want, or you did not accomplish the schedule that eventually you're going to have to accomplish, or things that happened to you that you did not expect. You know, the end of every day, we should know that Allah is Mudabbir al-Amr. So He is Al-Khaliq, Al-Raziq, Al-Muhaymin. He is the creator, He is the sustainer, He is the provider, He's taking care of everything. So He is Mudabbir al-Amr. So we become comfortable in this. We know where we stand, but we don't know what will happen to us. But we're not worried about it, because our matter is with the Most Merciful. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, the comments, inshallah. The one who we're waiting for all the time, he left. So, so do you have the microphone, inshallah? Yes?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chief of the commentary has left. So, alhamdulillah, today's topic is very timely, at least for me.
Alhamdulillah.
Also, I remember one thing about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Mm-hmm. It was mentioned that he was a great scholar, and also he was a great businessman. Mm-hmm. So, his lot of merchandise was going to be shipped to other place in a ship, And the person came and gave him the news that the ship has sank. So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, he passed and he said, Alhamdulillah. So after a couple of days, the same person came, he said, the Shaykh, the news was not correct. The ship is okay and your merchandise is safe. So he passed and he said, Alhamdulillah. So the person asked him, the Shaykh, in both situations, your reaction and answer is the same. What is the reason for that? He said that first time when you gave me that news, I realized and thought about, and there was no change in my thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of that, I said, Alhamdulillah, the incident did not change my thoughts. And second time when you gave me that news, the same thing happened. I realized and I saw that there is no change in my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I said the same. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Also, I want to comment on the qissat Musa and Harun. Allah knows that the end of Pharaoh is to hell and he going to reject that. But also through his sending Musa and Harun, which is they don't know the end result, neither Pharaoh or the people who was around him and the Sahara. So maybe that was also for them to make the Sahara believe in Allah and accept Islam.
Yes.
So that was also through them without knowing.
Yes.
And Pharaoh was even the tool.
Yes, and if you look at the words that the magicians used, okay, it was very mature words, and Musa alayhi salam just talked to them before the matter, right? Mm-hmm. When he talked to them and told them, you know, that those who will do, you know, bad things will, you know, and make iftira ala Allah, you know, they're not going to be successful and so forth, and Allah just mentioned that. But it must have been a lot of talk. Because at the end, when they prostrated and the Pharaoh came to punish them, the way they spoke was with eloquence of those who've been believers for a long time, right? فَقْدِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ. Do what you do, what you wish, right? Okay? إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This dunya will finish. You understand? So yeah, you're right. Musa alayhi salam and Harun, they must have given them the da'wah with vigor as well for them to be able to articulate this.
Also, another thought that came to my mind is the situation of the Muslims in the world right now is in very dire in terms of weakness and brokerage, and they are just all over. I mean, everybody is tipping and Muslims are mustadafeen. Mm-hmm. And this is also by the tadbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hopefully maybe we'll reach the bottom, the end bottom, and then we'll, from there will be something good comes out of it, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa barakatuh.
I'm trying to find if you're talking about the procedure, how Allah creates things and make things to happen. In terms of calamity, when it strikes, how does this procedure go through and what is the end result? Especially looking on the news today, I saw that there is a mass fire in Israel, and it is reaching Haifa today, and there is a lot of destruction. Can you make some comments on it, please?
Well, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking about al-Mahdi, okay, who is the one that the Khatib of today mentioned him briefly, that يُصْلِحُهُ اللَّهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ, Allah will make him upright and capable in one night. Capable in one night. Okay, who is a person from among the Muslimin that he will get the bay'ah. The Muslimin will give him bay'ah and he'll be the leader. And then justice will come through him and so forth. When that happens, an army will come from up north, and it will happen in Mecca at the time of Hajj and so forth. An army will come down to attack them eventually. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a particular place in the way, the earth will open up and swallow the army. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, once the earth open and everybody will be in it, with this army, people who do not know exactly what's going on, right? Do not know what is the right and what is wrong and what's going on. You do not know the matter. So what happened to these people? This is happening to them. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they will be included, everybody will be taken, and then everyone will be resurrected according to their intention. Everyone will be resurrected according to their intention. Okay? So when the calamity comes, it will take, when it takes the tyrant, will take the tyrant to go to hellfire. And if it takes the one who is pious, because it's the end of his life and it's time for him to go to Jannah. Okay.
Allahumma sha'afa.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.